When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kendra's got a boo-boo. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. And Kendra has a boo-boo, but it's a big boo-boo. You have to have surgery on your wrist. It's nothing serious. It's outpatient, but what are you having done?
I will be out tomorrow and Friday because it's on my left wrist, and it's like a little, it looks like a little bone bump. You can kind of see it.
I have seen it. It's like...
And it was there. This has been about 2 years that it's been...
Does it hurt?
It bothers me when I have bracelets on, and if I have to carry like a bag or anything on my left forearm, it's definitely like a pins and needles, like if I squeeze or if there's weight kind of on my wrist.
But it's not like carpal tunnel or anything like that.
No, so they checked me, and it's funny because this is like, and I mean, we can do a video if people really want to see it, but it was there, and then it would go away, and then it would come back, and it would be bigger, but it feels like a bone.
Is it a bone spur, or is it separate from your bone?
I think they called it like titinitis, T-I-N-N-I-T-U-S.
I don't know. You're looking at me like I'm going to know.
I'm like,
what do I look like, Doogie Howser?
I was just going to play it. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. I was just going to play the Doogie Howser theme. That's a riot.
We share a brain.
But no, it was there, and it would come and go, and it would get bigger and then go away, and now it's just there all the time. And so they did... an ultrasound, and they saw that they could take it out. So it's a minor surgery. It's like a half an hour.
You're in and out.
But in and out, but I'm not.
But it's still surgery.
I've never had major surgery. I mean, the only thing I've done is, give birth. The only thing I've done. Yeah. I've given birth three times.
Yeah.
And then I had deviated septum surgery, which, by the way, I would never recommend to anybody. It was the worst thing I've ever
Katie
done.
Katie had that.
It was, it's horrible. The after.
Well, the week after when your nose is packed and you have to breathe through your mouth for a week.
Yeah,
I don't know how she did it, but my daughter did it too, and it did not look fun.
No, but I'm a little worried because I don't go to the hospital a lot for things. So I'm not a hospital frequenter.
So is Steven bringing you, and he has to because you'll still be kind of loopy when they're done, right?
Right. So I'm sensitive to anesthesia. So that's my only thing is that I tend to get nauseous after.
Yeah, but is it general anesthesia or just the good gas?
I don't think it's, I ask them, could you just give me the gas? Everything is always,
like
you give me the gas?
Like the colonoscopy gas is like, you have a nice nap, you wake up, you feel great.
I haven't had one yet, so I don't.
But general anesthesia is more like you kind of feel yucky for a couple days.
I think that's what I'm getting. I don't know. I just said to you, I don't know what time.
How do you not know what kind of anesthesia you're having or what time the thing is?
I don't have it. Aren't they going to maybe call me today and tell me? I think it's tomorrow morning. I don't know. Would it be in the morning? Do they usually do surgeries in the morning?
Usually they do them in the morning. And you have to report there, like at least an hour before or whatever, so they can prep you.
I don't know. I don't know anything. All I know is I can't eat after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
No food.
That's normal.
I think I can have water until 10. I wouldn't be eating anyways after 10. I'd probably go to bed.
Right.
So I think.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're not going to eat after 10 anyway. The thing is, when you get up, you can't have the coffee and all that.
I know.
You just go straight in.
Well, I hope
you probably could have water.
I hope I know when my surgery is going to be. I have no.
But how do you not know what kind of anesthesia you're having? Is it the go to sleep gas or the out general anesthesia?
No, I think it'll be like the an IV thing. I don't know.
They're all IV things.
Oh. My God, this is going to be a long day.